This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli condemns a deadly terrorist attack in Kashmir that killed 26 tourists. One Nepali national feared to be among the victims. Nepal and India signed MOU on cross-border transmission line development. Nepal's snow leopard count reaches nearly 400, making up 10% of global total, and 9 people killed after Russian drone hit a bus transporting workers in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has strongly condemned the terrorist attack that killed at least 26 tourists in Pahalgam in Kashmir. In a post shared on social media platform X, Prime Minister Oli extended his deepest condolences to the victims and their families. He stated that Nepal stands firmly with India and denounces all forms of terrorism. The Prime Minister also confirmed that the government has established a close coordination with relevant agencies to verify reports of a Nepali national among the victims. Likewise, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva described the attack as a heinous act of terrorism and condemned the violence that took innocent lives. On Tuesday, gunmen had opened fire on a group of tourists in Kashmir, killing at least 26 people. Aljazeera cited Indian police as saying multiple tourists received gunshot wounds in the terror attack while they were visiting Baisaran Meadow, about 5 kilometers from the disputed region's resort town of Pahalgam. The region's Chief Minister Omar Abdullah wrote on social media that the attack was much larger than anything they had seen directed at civilians in recent years. A little known group, Kashmir Resistance, claimed responsibility for the attack in a social media message. According to Indian media, at least 26 people, including one Nepali citizen, were killed and 10 others injured in the attack. Meanwhile, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has cut short his visit to Saudi Arabia to return to Delhi. Nepal and India have signed a significant memorandum of understanding on cross-border transmission line development. The agreement was signed on Tuesday in the presence of Nepal's Energy Minister Deepak Khadkar and Indian Minister for Power Manohar Lal Khattar. The MOU follows the understanding reached during the 12th meeting of the Nepal-India Secretary Level Joint Directive Committee held in New Delhi 2 months ago. Under the agreement, the two nations will jointly develop two 400 kV transmission lines, Inorua New Purnia and Dodara Bareilly. The MOU was signed by Kamal Acharya, Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority, and Dr. Yatindra Dwivedi, Director of India's Power Grid Corporation. According to the agreement, Nepal will hold a 51% share in the joint venture company established to develop infrastructure on the Nepali side, while India will hold 51% in the counterpart company for its side of the project. The remaining 49% in each case will be held by the partnering country. The Grade 12 examinations, originally set to begin tomorrow, have been postponed and will now commence on May 4th. The decision follows ongoing protests by teachers across the country. The National Examination Board, NAB, reached the decision during an emergency meeting held last evening, following a suggestion from Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Board Chair Mahasram Sharma confirmed that the exams have been postponed by 10 days to address the situation. Earlier, the NAB had planned to go ahead with the exams as scheduled by deploying civil servants in place of the protesting teachers. However, the civil servants declined the request, leading to further complications. Then, Chair Sharma held discussions with Prime Minister Oli, who recommended to postpone the exams for a few days. The Grade 12 exams have been impacted as Teachers Federation continues its Kathmandu-centric protests, pressing for various demands. This year, around 500,000 students are expected to appear for the examinations. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, is in Kathmandu for a two-day official visit to Nepal. He arrived in Kathmandu yesterday evening for the official visit. The UAE delegation is holding an official bilateral meeting with the Nepali delegation led by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development, Prakash Man Singh. According to the Foreign Affairs Ministry, UAE's Minister Abdullah is also scheduled to have high-level political engagements today. UAE's Deputy Prime Minister-led delegation will return home in the late afternoon today upon completion of his visit. Three people have been killed in a tragic road accident at Jorayal Rural Municipality 1 of Doti along the Bhimdot Highway. According to Vinod Sharma, Chief of the District Police Office, the accident occurred this morning when a mini truck travelling from Dhangadi to Bajang veered off the road. The deceased are identified as driver Arjun Dhabi, Ujwal Jagri and Jagat Dhabia Bajang. Nepal is home to 10% of the world's total snow leopards, with the latest statistics putting the population at 397. The data released by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN, highlights Nepal's significant role in conserving this rare species. The snow leopard's habitat in Nepal spans over 30,500 square kilometers in the high Himalayan region. Globally, there are an estimated 3,200 to 5,400 snow leopards across 12 countries, including Nepal, China, India, Mongolia, and Bhutan. Dr. Ghanashyam Gurung, World Wildlife Fund WWF Nepal's national representative, called the statistics a historic milestone, saying they will guide future conservation strategies. In line with the efforts, Nepal's Ministry of Forests has launched the Snow Leopard Conservation and Action Plan 2024 to 2030, outlining strategic goals to protect the endangered species. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin, now onto an international news update. 9 people have been killed after a Russian drone hit a bus transporting workers in Ukraine. The BBC cited officials as saying the attack occurred on Wednesday morning in the south-central city of Maranets. It is said at least 30 people were injured, adding that the number of victims is constantly growing. The attack comes as officials from the UK, France, Germany, the US and Ukraine are preparing to hold talks in London aimed at securing a ceasefire and the conflict. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi province along with the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Kurnali provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Kurnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli condemns deadly terrorist attack in Kashmir that killed 26 tourists. One Nepali national feared to be among the victims. Nepal and India signed MOU on cross-border transmission line development. Nepal's snow leopard count reaches nearly 400, making up 10% of global total. And 9 people killed after a Russian drone hit a bus transporting workers in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.